Syria's main opposition bloc, the SNC, finally yields to U.S. pressure. It has broadened its ranks to accommodate 13 more groups. The move comes on the second day of 4 days of talks in the Qatari capital, Doha, aimed at forging a more united front against the Syrian president, Bashar al-Assad. A bomb explosion kills at least 11 people and injures over 30 others in the Syrian capital, Damascus. Meanwhile, the death toll from an attack on a Palestinian refugee camp has risen to 30. Also, a deadly car bomb has detonated in the central province of Hama. Tehran says Canada's decision to seize the Iranian government's properties is a violation of international conventions. Canada made the decision in response to a lawsuit filed against Iran, that is, in the U.S. Iran was fined for its alleged role in the killing of an American girl in Israel. Tehran rejects the allegation. The British Prime Minister has met with Emirati leaders as he kicks off a tour of the Persian Gulf region. The three-day visit is aimed at enhancing ties and selling jet fighters. He will also visit Saudi Arabia, which is considered adding to its Air Force fleet. The UK-based banking giant HSBC says its profit halved to nearly $2.5 billion, as well as large fluctuations in the value of its own debt. Aid group Doctors Without Borders says its workers have been prevented from reaching violence at areas in Myanmar. This has left thousands of Muslims without medical care in the western Rakhine state. Myanmar has been the scene of violence between Buddhist extremists and Rohingya Muslims since June. The International Peace Bureau says awarding the Nobel Peace Prize to the European Union is unlawful. In an open letter to Sweden's Nobel Foundation, the Peace Network demanded that the prize be withheld, but the committee tasked with picking the peace laureate immediately rejected the request. And in Turkey, a man has opened fire inside a building that houses the Prime Minister's office. There are conflicting reports on what actually happened. Some sources say at least 6 people have been killed. However, Turkish media say there were no casualties and that the attacker has been arrested.